Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. So I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This entire show is originating from the World Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. Took place Memorial Day, U.S. Memorial Day weekend. A very, very interesting show, and I have the two gentlemen with me who run the show. They have more or less taken their father, thrown him out the door, kicking and screaming, and now Jeremy and Jay Martin are running the show. Joe seemed to have a grin on his face as he was going out the window, but having said that, this is a really good show. We're going to talk about what these guys are accomplishing, how they are continuing to do these shows into the future. We have a show coming up in Toronto in September, another show coming up in Spokane in October, and then, of course, the big show, not that they're not all big, they are, but the really, I would have to say, kind of the highlight of all the shows that you guys do being in January. Then you go from there down to Indian Wells, from there to Calgary, and from Calgary back to Vancouver. I got to tell you, you guys are doing a very, very good job in keeping everything going. Jay, let me start out with you. First of all, what do you think sets your shows apart from others?
Well, right now for us, it's definitely all about innovation. The trade show model has been great for a long time, and I think it will continue to be in the future. But any additional value adds we can add for the experience for the companies and the attendees is a massive asset right now. And we're very happy at this show to have the entire Sprott camp joining us. We built a Sprott pavilion. And there's something coming that I think is a great value, of great value to investors. It's a new newsletter coming out from the Sprott camp called Sprott's Thoughts. And they'll be taking their top four analysts, Eric, of course, Rick, John Embry, and David Franklin. They'll be headlining a newsletter that then showcases some of their up-and-coming analysts. So we brought that newsletter to life at this show with the Sprott Pavilion. We've got their top analysts as well as their up-and-comers. So they've set up their own agenda and essentially built a conference within our conference hosted on both days of the show.
Jeremy, let's switch over to you just a little bit. You know, you're basically behind the business aspect of this, and the one thing that I really want to stress is, well, I guess I'd like you to stress these things. Point number one, you guys are all about education. Point number two, your model doesn't change regardless of number of people. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, education is key. Information is crucial to making your investment decisions. And one of the beautiful things about these shows is having a free or complimentary opportunity to get into these sessions. And this, a lot of this stuff isn't what you would learn in a classroom. This is real money-making industry knowledge that's coming from these speakers and analysts that you can't find. I mean, you subscribe to their newsletters, and that's where you're going to learn about them. But you come down to the shows, you see them face-to-face, you get to listen to them, and then you get to ask them questions. These guys mill around the floor and, you know, learn firsthand from these individuals about, you know, how to prosper in this industry.
Jay, what are you guys trying to accomplish in terms of the long-term benefit to the attendees here? You're basically in charge of the speakers. You're in charge of what happens up on the stage, if I'm not mistaken. What are you trying to accomplish, bud?
Well, I think we're very proud of our speaker lineup, and that's been the foundation of Cambridge House since our inception. And as long as we continue to bring the top industry analysts, we'll continue to bring the investor population. So it's very important. And actually, Jeremy is our number one source for finding new analysts and speakers. He's always got his ear to the streets and has brought in I don't know how many new speakers or new talents over the last few years. But it's up to us to find these guys. You know, John Kaiser, Rick Rule, these guys are going to continue to fill rooms. They do today, they will in the future. But who's going to do it next? And so as long as we're up to date on who we should be paying attention to, more importantly, who investors should be paying attention to, and continue to bring them up, put them on the podium, and help them fill a room, we'll be doing our job.
You know, Jeremy, one thing that I find interesting is you clearly are getting more and more speakers. You're not really just going necessarily with the traditional guys who have been around a while. You're going with some of the newer, younger people, many of whom are guests on our program and have been for a while now, and I applaud you for that. Let's have some of the names of some of the newer folks.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Al, you've been a bit of a help towards that. I know you've recommended individuals like Ron Hera, who we've brought into the shows. Another individual who was up on stage on one of the bigger panels today is Jordan Roy Burns. We've even branched out and done things like inviting Chris Lewicki, CEO of Planetary Resources. You know, these guys are trying to mine asteroids. So, as Jay sort of mentioned, having that ear to the street and having a nice mix of some of the newer individuals who are coming up and gathering followings and enlightening people, with a mix of some of the people who have been, you know, on the circuit or you know, publications have been around for years and years, and having that nice mix, I think the audience really appreciates. And you know, so there's always, the door's always open at Cambridge House if you're trying to get into that business.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have had the philosophy for an awful long time now, 25 or 30 years, that you want to get as many opinions as you possibly can on every particular issue, and I have to tell you, the more speakers that you can listen to, you don't have to agree, you don't have to disagree, but you know, you really ought to hear what everybody has to say, because that is really the only way that you can make your own valid investment decisions, in my opinion. Guys, I want to ask you another interesting question, and that is, you know, we're in a market situation right now that is difficult for the companies, difficult for folks like you, difficult for folks like some of the letter writers, some of the radio guys like me. Are you guys changing your business plan because of that factor?
No, not quite. I mean, you know, the shows are quite easy to scale, and what ends up happening in these times where they are a little bit tougher, you end up with a higher caliber and quality company at the conference. The people who are still out here, you know, they've got money, you know, they're not they're not sitting in their offices with the lights off, and they're out here, you know, on the forefront, and it makes it a little bit easier almost to kind of, you know, wave through the masses when you're making your decisions. And you know, the show, the as you mentioned, the structure kind of remains the same throughout, whether it's one of these smaller 50 booth shows we do down in Palm Springs, or it's one of our 450 booth shows that we do up here in Vancouver.
Jay, last question to you, so you can elaborate a little bit on this one if you'd like, but let's talk about what people can look forward to seeing for the rest of this year and into 2014 at the Cambridge House shows.
Well, coming up, we're in Toronto September 12th and 13th, and we'll be bringing a few of our newer projects with us. One that we just launched here in Vancouver is a concierge service, so we're bringing in several brokerage firms and analysts to meet with companies one-on-one in addition to the retail audience that we provide. And following that, we're down in Spokane. It's a strictly silver-focused conference, October 24th and 25th. It's a ton of fun, that conference. I really enjoy the small shows, as do our exhibitors. It's you get a lot more face time with the companies. You have the chance to meet anybody you'd like to meet because you get away from the crowds.
And if I can interrupt just for a second, that show is held, interestingly enough, at, in my opinion, one of the most interesting hotels in the world in the Davenport. Kathy and I absolutely love it. Didn't mean to interrupt you, bud. Go ahead.
No, that's all good. Yeah, I love the endorsement. One thing that I think should be paid attention to, I think it's a lot of fun, a new project we launched a year ago, and it's picked up a lot of steam in that year, is a video series. We call it Cambridge House Live, and what we've done is built a full television studio, actually, right in the center of our trade show floor at our Vancouver shows and our Toronto shows. And what we do is invite our keynote speakers, after they get off stage in the halls, to come down for a one-on-one interview with our anchor. So what this does is help us collect content that we can distribute. You know, we do six shows a year, and they are reasonably successful, but what about in the interim? How do we keep people engaged and continue to supply them with up-to-date content? So check us out on YouTube at Cambridge House INTL and see what's going on.
Okay, there you have it. Now, these guys are changing with the times. They are not in any way diminishing the quality of this shows. These shows, I guess I should say. It's a pleasure to have been part of this show for the last 20, 25 years. And trust me, Big Al will be a part of this show into the future. Stick around, and we're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. So I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Again, this show is originating in its entirety at the World Investment Conference up in Vancouver, British Columbia, put on by Cambridge House. I've got an old friend with me right now, Hank Kressenberg. Hank has a very, very valuable institution over in Europe. It's called the European Gold Center. I saw him walking around, looking at the booths, chatting with people. I grabbed him and I said, Hank, you haven't been on the show for 2 or 3 years. We got to get you on the show right now because our listeners are going to be very, very interested in what's going on, what the European perspective is as to what's going on in the market in general right now, both from a commodity standpoint and from a stock standpoint. What do you think?
Well, of course, we are as surprised as the people over here about the recent developments that we have seen in the gold and the gold market and the gold price. My story always has been a positive one because I'm a believer in gold, both in its monetary meaning of the word, but also as a commodity, especially at the prices that we are seeing today. And some of the scenarios that I hear that people think is going to 1,100 and 1,000, and we have even heard 900, then the value of gold is more of a commodity than a monetary instrument. And if those prices would prevail, if those scenarios would come, the gold production side is heavily in trouble. They are already under pressure by the higher cost of production, and I'm not talking about the cash cost because that sounds okay, but the total cost of production per ounce. If prices of gold go to 1,100, there is a problem. And the supply side of gold will be quite influenced. So then the commodity aspects are going to come up. And that's a very simple rule. If the supply is hesitating and the demand is going up, the price should go up. So
I don't disagree at all with that, but you know, I guess what I'd like to hear from you, Hank, is what do you think is going to happen to all these junior mining companies?
They will be evaporated. They have to because they can't raise the money. And let's face it, most of those companies have not the substance that we want, and they have been trying to make us believe that they have the thing going, but they don't. They are too small, and they don't have really the expertise to build it up. If they don't have access to future money, they don't have cash, the burn rates are too high, they will disappear, as we have seen before.
Well, does that mean that somebody who has the ability to do accurate due diligence could make a lot of money in this down market?
I'm absolutely sure. I see examples of companies that are having great portfolio of properties. They have a good board, they have good management, they have a good structure, they are solid people. They are only influenced by the fact who is giving me the next $1 million to continue my drilling. And if that would stagnate, also the good ones will suffer. But I have the feeling, because there is still money around, both in Europe and in here, because we still see good financings coming through, so the money is there. It's only a matter that money should be channeled.
I happen to agree with that 100%. I think, Hank, what people have to do in times like this is, number one, we're not looking at any companies that have less than $3 to $5 million in the bank. We're simply not. We're not looking at any companies that don't have an asset of substance. And more importantly, we're not really looking at any companies where the management during these difficult times are paying themselves what I would call fat salaries.
Yeah, of course, that would be the first thing to do. And especially in these days, if their burn rate is too high and they don't raise money in time, there's no money left for the work, work.
And that's what it boils down to.
Yep.
I personally welcome these times because obviously, you know, as it says in the Bible, the wheat is being separated from the chaff right now.
That's true, and I think what we will see, and we have been saying that for quite a while, is that it will be a buyer's market. I mean, if you look at the larger companies that are having nice cash flow positions, they can take their pick. They can acquire, and I'm quite surprised that I don't see more of those takeovers yet. But if this situation is going to last a bit longer, I'm sure we're going to see that.
I think you're going to see a lot of M&A activity in the markets right now. I think that's just basically a natural occurrence of what's going on right now. But, you know, you and I are a couple of old war horses. I hate to say it. We've been in this industry for an awful long time. We're still here. We have seen the difficult times. We've also really seen the good times. And, you know, a characteristic, I got to tell you, man, a characteristic of this particular industry, and I think it's the greatest industry in the world to be a part of, is it's cyclical. You have your ups, you have your downs.
But I think this is also a time that investors should be looking at their existing portfolios, because what always happens is that when they are stuck with the portfolio and the low prices, they don't sell anymore, they don't shift. I think this is the time to look at your portfolio and make the necessary changes to increase the quality of your portfolio.
Well, purely
sell the dead ducks and try to get into situations that are evenly low but have better prospects.
Purely and simply, right now, as I have been telling our listeners forever, you have to be as well informed as you can, and you have to be as nimble as you possibly can. Let's talk a little bit about your service, European Gold Center.
Right. Well, I still do my reports, and I write on the companies that are paying me. I'm in Europe, you cannot sell a newsletter by subscription if you want to have the good readers. So I still do my thing, and I travel around Europe, do presentations on the companies. I'm happy with the companies that I have at the moment. I'm very heavily involved in Mexico and emerging producers. I have clients as Timmins Gold, Silvercrest, Argonaut, and some future producers like Paramount Gold and Silver that I know already for a long time. I'm looking at emerging companies. I'm not for the barracks. I'm not for the big ones anymore. I see a lot of quality both at the management level, company level, and project level. And I try to build my clientele to introduce those companies that are worth investing in. And I think several of my clients are the best, among the best stocks that you can find these days.
Okay, real quick, how can our listeners find out more about the European Gold Center?
Well, go to my website, www.europeangoldcenter.com. My reports are for free, and I'm always available to explain what I do and to help people.
Okay, we will put Hank and the European Gold Center in our favorite sites section. What does that mean? That means it's very easy. Simply go to our favorite sites section, click on the banner for European Gold Center, and you'll get all the information you want. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Remember, this show in its entirety is originating from the World Investment Conference, which is being held up here in Vancouver, British Columbia. The granddaddy of this whole thing, Joe Martin, is with me right now. We talked with his sons, Jeremy and Jay, in the opening segment of the show. Joe has a mission in life right now, and we're going to talk about that right now. And the Cortland Economics Report is going to get behind this 100%. It's called the Venture Company Association, quote-unquote, working to keep venture capital financing alive in Canada. Joe, what's this all about, bud?
Well, basically, we're the junior markets in Canada and the United States. There's no room. They're overregulated for venture capital. The regulators don't understand that venture is like a bit like gambling. It's speculative, and they're trying to regulate it as if it's a Fortune 500 company and all these rules and regulations that come in. And really, what we tell people, when you come to the juniors of companies that you have both in Canada and the United States, you are speculative investing. You're taking a gamble. Now, for example, in Canada, you can go to a casino and spend all the money you want, but you can't buy speculative investments.
Isn't that amazing?
So our mandate is we've identified several things, but the most fundamental thing that's going to happen is jobs. We are on the verge of seeing the disappearance of the junior mining sector in Canada. Canada accounts for about 60% of worldwide exploration, and we estimate that about one-third of all mines in business have been found by Canadians. And without this venture market, we're going to see a dry up of commodities, and where is it going to go? Maybe China, maybe Australia. So we're out here fighting for our lives, to make sure that we have venture capital availability here, and we think also in the United States. But the Toronto Venture Exchange is where it could really happen, because it's the only speculative venture market in North America.
Joe, as you know, we've known each other for close to 30 years. I have been involved with originally the Vancouver Stock Exchange and then the TSX Venture Exchange. We've done an awful lot of regulatory work. Our company has done more SEC registrations than any other organization of its kind vis-a-vis in terms of working with Canadian mining companies. I know this business not as well as you do, but I know most of the companies like the back of my hand. And I have to tell you, once you separate the wheat from the chaff, there's an awful lot of wheat out there. And I agree with you 100% about the importance that Canada plays in the resource sector worldwide, Joe.
Yeah, and what's happened here with the regulation, regulators seem to pass regulations. I don't know who they report to. They seem to operate and they report to the politicians somewhere. But in Canada, we estimate that it costs a junior company $200,000 a year to maintain a listing.
Minimum.
And I just talked to, there was a sale of a uranium company here in the past couple, 3 weeks. And I'm told the legal bills to handle that were $850,000. Well, the junior's having to go out and raise, maybe they want to do a drill program of $1 million. Well, 20% of that is going into the hands of the regulators, and only 80% is left to pay overhead and to put into the ground where it should be going. So we've got to stop this creeping. We've got to reinitiate the desire to have a proper venture exchange. And we expect honest regulation. There has to be some regulation. We can't have the bad guys going in the way, I might say, the pinks are in the United States. And it's time, or we're going to wake up and find out we don't have any more commodity coming on stream.
You know, the reason I find this discussion to be absolutely fascinating to me is, you know, capitalism, and I have felt let me back up. Okay, on October 20th of 1982, I came to the conclusion, sitting here in Vancouver at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, that one of the last bastions of capitalism in the world existed in Canada. And I still feel that way to this day. Where does that bastion of capitalism exist? Purely and simply, it exists in the mining industry. It strikes me as being absolutely ludicrous when you look at the amount of employment that the mining industry provides to folks living in Canada, when you look at the improvements to the infrastructure in the areas that they work in, when you look at the contributions that go to your public education system, and the list goes on and on. I find it absolutely amazing that the regulators here aren't being as open-minded as they possibly can to further this industry, Joe.
Well, what happened in Canada is the exchanges are now all owned by 13 banks, and they only want their products being sold. They're instructing their salespeople to, if you want to buy a junior stock, you have to go to a discount broker. So they're basically killing the whole industry. And we have to fight back. It's as simple as that. We've got to be able to raise money to get a risk reward. And they don't understand speculation. And as I say, you know, our old friend Doug Casey, the speculative investor, that's what it's all about. And we've raised so much money. You've gone and traveled to a lot of countries, Al.
All over the world.
And you've seen Canadians on the ground in Argentina and wherever. I was in Cambodia last year looking at a project that's going quite well. And you see the work that these guys, it's a different type of thing now. For example, the chap I'm talking about in Cambodia, every month he sends a container load of medical equipment into that town. And we've been over there and seen the work that is being created. And that's money coming out of Canada through the venture markets. And we have to keep that.
I could not agree more. You know, all you have to do is look at the experience, Joe, that British Columbia had when the government was not particularly mining friendly. basically that stifled the mining industry in British Columbia. Look what happened to your economy in British Columbia when that particular philosophy turned around 180 degrees just a short time after it started. There's proof in the pudding, Joe.
Well, yeah, that's happened. Every time we've had a socialist government in this province, and fortunately they didn't win in this last election, but way back in 72, 73, we had a socialist government. They put in a super tax on mining, and it took until the 90s before we started to get away from that, and then bingo, away we go again. And like I say, this we don't know who Canada has another problem. As you know, we have 10 security commissions. We don't have a national regulator, so you have to work with all these different things, and that causes some costs. But you know, the people in this country who are out there on the ground drilling holes and finding ore bodies. Oh, here's another thing that really bothers us. Now the commissions have policemen patrolling the websites. They find words they don't like. Bingo, you're fined on your web. A company mining gold, for example, cannot call their gold body an ore body. It has to be an inferred resource or something. So they got policemen checking all these things, and come on, let's get real, and let's get back to finding commodities, making money, and assuming we know we're in risk and we're going to these things.
Well, you know, Joe, I have said for an awful long time, 35 years that I've been, actually more than 35 years, I hate to admit it, that I've been involved in this business, more like about 38 or 39 years. You know, this is a very unique industry. It's an industry where people have to stay as informed as they possibly can. It's an industry where people have to get as many opinions as they possibly can on a particular subject. It's an industry where people have to be very nimble. They have to be quick to act. It's an industry where people need to increase their educations regarding the industry as much as they can. And I talked about that with your two sons in the opening segment of the show. That's what you guys are all about in Cambridge. It's all about educating people. Joe, you got the final word. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, you know, Al, you're very good at interviewing newsletter writers who come to our shows, and there's the risk factor. Some people say it's 1 in 1,000 are going to come through. But, you know, Brent Cook had a pretty good comment. He said if you read his letter, you'd narrow that down to 1 in 50. So there are ways you can take the risk out of the speculative side of it.
There are definite ways that you can take the risk out of the speculative side of it. Joe, I have to tell you, this industry has been very, very good to the Corlin family. We put a couple kids through private schools. Subsequently, we put a couple of kids through private universities. We're very, very happy. We have better friends in this industry than we have in any other particular sector. Let me just say this. If you guys want more information about this very worthwhile endeavor, VentureCompanyAssociation.com will put their banner on our website under our favorite sites section. You need to check it out. This is a very, very worthwhile cause. Let me tell you, when Joe Martin gets started on something, it doesn't go away. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Jay Taylor.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the end of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economic Support Timeout. Corlin, I appreciate you joining me. Got my colleague and friend Jay Taylor with me right now. Jay does a radio show also, very interesting show. He's going to be talking about that later in the segment. Jay has a newsletter, Jay Taylor's Gold and Technology Stocks. I've been doing that since 1981, if I'm not mistaken. Good friend, good guy, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk a little bit about what's wrong with the economy worldwide from a macro sense. Jay, you're not a big believer in John Maynard, are you? John Maynard Keynes.
Yeah. Well, John Maynard Keynes believed that all we need is good animal spirits. All we need to do is keep the people optimistic and keep them spending money. As long as people will spend money. And don't worry about savings. Don't worry about cash flow. We can always create money out of nothing. The government can deficit spend, it can send money to people, transfer payments to people, and we can always just keep things going if we only have faith. Well, I think that is the underlying basis of socialism, of policymakers in the West. And, you know, we would all like to believe that, Al. We would like to believe that we can have something for nothing. We don't have to work hard. We don't have to save. We can just snap our fingers and be happy. Well, now what they're trying to do with all the quantitative easing, in a sense, is snapping their fingers or snapping their fingers on the keyboards to create more money. So more money is being created, endless quantitative easing, but what people have to realize is that quantitative easing on the fiat currency system that we have is based on debt money. It's not savings money. So if we were back, on a gold standard, for example, people would have to save, and in order to enjoy things, they'd have to save from their works, from their savings, from their salaries and their profits, and then spend it in the future. But what Keynes is telling us we can do, we don't have to do that. All we really have to do is believe and be happy.
You know, the problem I have with that, I have a lot of problems with that, as you know, because you and I have spoken on that particular subject ad nauseum. But, you know, basically human nature, in my opinion, positive human nature really stems from one thing, and that's personal accomplishment. You know, too many people don't believe in personal accomplishment, and I have to tell you, I see our government, Jay, you may disagree with this, but my personal opinion, not necessarily the truth, not necessarily fiction, but my personal opinion on this is I think that when people become beholden to the government becomes the slave master, for lack of better terms, and the people are the slaves. And I don't know. It just strikes me that that's where John Maynard Keynes is coming from.
Absolutely. And the whole idea that you don't have to be independent, that you should be dependent on government, in effect. If you're not happy, just let government print money. Just let government deficit spend, and we will, and everything will be all right. And you mentioned personal achievement. It's also personal responsibility.
Exactly.
So you throw away personal responsibility, and then you have to depend on the government, which I think is what socialism and communism is all about. It's about taking the freedom from individuals, promising them that bowl of porridge in exchange for their liberty and their freedom. But the whole notion that we could just have animal spirits, all you have to do is generate animal spirits, and you'll not have any economic problems, is the falsehood and the false premise upon which our economy has been based and upon which I think we are now ready to take one heck of a decline in our living standards and in our liberty and personal freedom.
You know, you ever read Friedrich Hayek's book, On the Road to Serfdom?
Yes, well, that's where we are at.
Exactly. That's exactly where we are. And it, to me, you know, it's interesting, but I found there was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal, Jay, last, Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, and it was, I think it was entitled Hayek in Beijing. One of my listeners, Dennis M., mentioned that to me. I read it, and, you know, Hayek is as correct today as he was when he wrote the book, because some things never, ever change.
Right. No, that's exactly. Human nature doesn't change. The laws of economics never changes. And so that's why I think, you know, the founders of our Constitution in the United States had it right. It's no more out of date now than it ever was. It's never been out of date. The problem is that human nature, we want to believe we can have something for nothing, and socialism appeals to that value system, and it's based on a falsehood. So it can work for a while as long as you can redistribute wealth from those that have created it and have it to those that don't. But at some point, you've basically, the parasites have eaten away at the muscle fiber of the economic organism, and it ceases to produce and exist. And I'm afraid that's where we're headed in the Western world.
Jay, let me ask you a question. You know, we get a little controversial sometimes on this show, but thank God we still have freedom of speech in the United States, and we're certainly not trying to be subversive. As on your particular show, Turning Hard Times into Good Times, you're not trying to be subversive. We're just giving opinions. But, you know, I got to tell you, with what's going on in our country right now, it scares the living daylights out of me, Jay, because everything that we're talking about is simply becoming, seems to be becoming more and more of a reality.
Yeah, I think so. And subversive, we certainly are not, if the Constitution is still the law of the land in the United States. In fact, who the subversives have been are the policymakers that have decided to disregard the Constitution, in my view. In my view, Al, what we need, as Ron Paul has suggested, is another revolution. You know, the same people that we revolted against seem to be in command again. That is, the powers behind the throne that own the Federal Reserve, that seem to have control of the Anglo-American Empire, those are the forces that were leading people into serfdom in the, you know, before 1776. We rebelled against that. I think we need to rebel against that again, because we're right back to where we were with a small number of ruling elite. In that case, it was behind the British throne. It's really the Anglo-American Empire now, the same ruling class of bankers that are trying to control and get people to give up their liberty and their freedom and their wallets to the government and to the bankers that, by the way, are in bed with the government. We have an unsavory relationship between bankers and the government, which make the laws that benefit the rich and powerful at the expense of the average people.
Well, I got to tell you, freedom of speech is really, really wonderful, because personal opinions are really, really wonderful, in the sense that when you listen to as many people as you possibly can, that's when you are able to make your own, in my opinion, wise decisions. Whether we're talking about political issues, whether we're talking about financial issues, it doesn't really seem to matter. Jay, let's change the subject just a little bit here. The market. Where do you think the market's going? Let's forget about the commodities themselves. Let's talk about the stocks.
The equity markets, you know, it's really hard to say, Al, because the laws of economics are not allowed to work right now. You have endless amounts of quantitative easing. What I do know is happening is that the average American is not participating in the equity market, the new highs. The average American is finding his living standards declining very dramatically. And, you know, if you take the numbers that John Williams puts out in terms of inflation, I think the cost of living is rising much more rapidly than the government says.
Hey, I got to tell you, I had a guy on the show last weekend who was talking about, interestingly enough, Rick Ackerman, a guy, one of my better friends, he was talking about the deflationary environment that he believes that we're in. And I said, Rick, explain one thing to me. I just filled up the tank of my car with gas. I paid $4.25 a gallon. 2 weeks earlier, I paid like $3.50. Well, I mean, come on. What's that all about?
Well, you know, I don't disagree with Rick that there aren't deflationary forces in play. I think the economy would deflate like we've never seen it before if they didn't continue printing money. But what, at the same time, what I know is that my cost of living is going up. What it costs Mrs. Taylor and I to put food on the table, to heat our homes, to drive our car, to do the things you have to do to stay alive is going up a lot more than 1.7%. Rick's right in being worried about deflation. I am too.
Yeah.
I think we have a huge amount of debt that cannot be repaid. And if the Fed stepped away from the economy, we would have, as I say, the worst deflationary depression we've ever had, far worse than the 1930s. That said, at the same time, the cost of living is going up. And as John Williams' numbers points out, the average take-home pay of workers is going down. And, you know, interestingly enough, Al, when I put a picture of Williams' GDP, which takes into account a higher level of cost of living than the government's, that chart looks just the same as consumer confidence charts. It tells me that the consumer is saying, I'm not confident because I can't pay, I can't put food on the table, I can't maintain my living standards. And so there's a loss of confidence that mirrors, in fact, I think confirms the fact that the real cost of living is much higher than what the government says it is. Meantime, Wall Street is seeing new highs in the equity market, and the guys that are in bed with the politicians are doing better than ever before. They're doing extremely well. So we're seeing the rich get extremely rich and the middle class being hollowed out like never before, perhaps since the 1920s.
Jay, I have to agree 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to hear more of this type of discussion from Jay Taylor? Listen to Jay's show, Turning Hard Times into Good Times. It's on the Voice America Network. It airs live on Tuesdays, 12 o'clock West Coast time. All you have to do is go to www.voiceamerica.com. Jay can be a little controversial. There's no question about that. I like to think that we can be a little controversial on this show also. But, you know, as I've said, if you don't get everybody's opinion on a subject, you're missing out hugely. Jay, thanks so much, bud.
My pleasure, Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. Hey, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.